Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. But ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, you want to check us out online, please do. You know the routine, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page. Go to the top of that page, solradiolive.com. Go to that of the Rumble feed and subscribe. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com and or BeforeIt'sNews.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page as well. Hey, folks, listen carefully. This is Noah Webster, okay? He's the guy that wrote the Webster's 1828 Dictionary. He also wrote his own version of the Bible. I don't know if you're aware of this or not. But if you go to the Webster's 1828, and when you open it up, it shows you a big picture of Noah Webster, and it's inscribed right under that, written right under his picture, Noah Webster, who taught millions to read and not one to sin. Transgress God's moral law. Just thought I'd share that with you. But did you know that he also said the supreme power in America cannot enforce unjust laws by the sword? Because the whole body of the people are armed. See, those that are passing policies, unjust policies that undermine the Constitution, are now busy trying to make sure that you don't have means to defend yourselves against their tyrannical acts. That's what this is coming to. But our forefathers already told us, again, the supreme power in America cannot enforce unjust laws by the sword. Talking about corruption within government or government within itself, because the whole body of the people are armed. Well, is that what's happening? Well, you know, it says in Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. We all know that. But it also tells us right after that, because you have forgotten my law. Okay? Then you're going to begin to eat the fruit of your own ways. And that's exactly what's happening, right? When you become ignorant of the law, friends, you don't know what's right or what's wrong. Because you have no distinction between that which is right or wrong. And it's interesting, those that call themselves Christians, you know, 86% of them in this country, I bet you I could go to 95, 98% of them and ask the question, as is this right or is this wrong in the face of God? And most wouldn't even be able to make distinction. Yet, Ezekiel 44:23 tells us that we're supposed to make distinction between that which is holy and that which is defiled, righteous and unrighteous, good versus evil, so on and so forth. It's completely backwards. And what happens when you forget God's moral law? Well, confusion takes place, right? And people are confused because they've forgotten the law. Read Daniel 9:7 when you get a moment, and here we are. The reason I'm telling you this, friends, is because Tim Brown just highlighted something on August 6, 2023. And it is the CDC director laughing about how she made policies and decisions during COVID, all a pre-planned crisis. She would call friends and casually agree on some policy, notice the word policy, and then do that. Now, I also want you to remember this. Because it was Senator John Glenn, you know, the guy that they said went to the moon. He was the one that said if we had to follow the rule of our Constitution, we could not enact most of the bills around here. And the only way that they're enacting those bills around here is because the people don't know what constitutional law is and what it's meant for and the purpose of it. Folks, law, if obeyed, keeps us free. If not, guess what happens? Well, go ahead, take a look around. That's exactly what's going on. And in face of that, putting it into, well, giving you more clarity as to understanding what I just said, remember what Charles D. Montesquieu said. He was one of those that wrote along with common law, John Locke and William Blackstone. Charles said, liberty is the right to do what the law permits. Is what these agencies, by the way, is what these agencies, with a question mark, is what they're doing, is it lawful? No. Why? Because the agencies within themselves aren't even lawful. But again, it goes back to, if it looks like a duck, it walks like a duck, and it quacks like a duck, it must be a duck. Hey, folks, if it looks like law, has the color of law and the smell of law, then it must be law. You are incorrect. Absolutely incorrect. You have these agencies being put in place that stands in stark contrast to the U.S. Constitution, and because people think because the federal government said so or state government said so, it must be lawful. No, it is not. As a matter of fact, again, reverting back to the pandemic that we just all went through over the last 2.5, 3 years, how many federal judges and state judges stood up and told us what the governors of the states were doing was completely unconstitutional, which, by the way, makes them criminal, and the people didn't deal with the criminals, did they, by impeaching them or prosecuting them? Article 2, Section 4, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7 of the U.S. Constitution. Now what we have is we have all these unconstitutional agencies mocking us and laughing at us. Here, let me show you, and then what's going to happen, friends, after this video, audio, I'm going to come back after a hard break, and then I'm going to give you a stark warning given to you again. Folks, that's all we do here is give you warning after warning. People don't pay attention to it. They don't understand prevention is better than cure. Then when they see that the destruction takes place, then they say, well, what happened? What happened? They play stupid. And that doesn't work for their ignorance neither, does it, that destruction? Absolutely not. Warnings are given that you might prevent it before it takes place. That's what we do here. That's what we've always done here on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. And what I'm about ready to show you right now is the CDC director, going back to the CDC, an unconstitutional agency which federal government means to empower, okay, under policy, so that they can go ahead and enforce whatever they so desire to enforce against the people in contrast to law. I want you to see who is behind all of this, friends. I want you to see how you're being mocked, how you're being laughed at concerning those policymakers during this particular time, okay? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and play this, and I'm just going to tee it up for you so you can hear it. You ready for this? Sons of LibertyRadio.com, top left side of the page. Sons of LibertyMedia.com and or BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of
the page. Probably the person I called most was the Secretary of Health and Human Services in Massachusetts. She worked for a Republican governor just to, but, you know, when she was like, are you going to let them have professional football? And I was like, nope. And she's like, okay, neither are we. you know, it was like conversations like that. So, or I'd be like, so when are you going to think about lightening up on that? So they're like, next Monday. I'm like, okay, next Monday.
Listen to that, friends. Unconstitutional agencies having conversations. Are you going to let the people have professional football? No, they laughed, and so did the ignorance concerning those that were attending this meeting, thinking it's funny that these unconstitutional agencies, unqualified, illegally, told you and me what we could do and what we couldn't do. You better get this right, Americans. Your freedom depends upon.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on BeforeIt'sNews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
America is in ruins. The globalist Great Reset is here. Enough of the candy-coated, seeker-friendly nonsense. Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper where we take on the tough issues. We cover things your pastor wouldn't touch if his life depended on it. Actually, your life depends on it. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com. It's time you get the truth.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, during the last segment, I teed up this video for you. It's the CDC, an unconstitutional agency, okay, who operates on administrative law. Okay, administrative law is not constitutional law. Okay, it undermines the enumerated laws found in the Constitution. And what it is, it's giving a false or a fiend appearance of being law, when in fact, if you pull the curtain behind it, you'll see that it has nothing to do with constitutional law, or nor do they have the authority to implement law in any sense of the word. And I just highlighted the CDC director, Mandy Cohen, talking and laughing about how she made policy decisions during COVID. Now, I want you to also go back and think about this. You had Donald Trump, okay, the father of the vaccine, that's what he said, that's what he called himself, who opened the floodgates of this whole pandemic in the first place, gave the keys over to little Anthony Fauci, which nothing has been done to that little criminal, repeat criminal, might I add, still to this day. Folks, that's how you reproduce and breed more crime, okay? And that's an abomination in the sight of God, Proverbs 17:15. Then what it did is it went from them over to the CDC, and then it went through the Department of Health throughout the United States, okay? And every state of the union, the governors, every state of the union, the governors gave authority, okay, again, under the color of law, doesn't mean it's law, under the color of law, gave permission and authority over to an administrative organization, the Department of Health, okay? This is, by the way, you want to go back to Adolf Hitler again? There you have it, friends. This is what he did. Remember, it was for your health? Remember that? Remember we showed you videos of the past concerning what took place in Germany where a woman came forward and we played the video and she said this is exactly what they did. This is how they threw us behind the fence and quarantined us as they convinced all the Germans, 80 million of them, that we were diseased. Isn't this what's going on here in the United States of America? Folks, when I say you better get a hold of this, I really mean you better get a hold of this. I mean, Americans still act like this is some sort of game going on in their own backyards. It's not a game. These are dangerous people. Why? Because they're unqualified to be there in the first place. Hey, folks, how many people are in these positions today that have no authority whatsoever in being there because it took them no discipline to get there? It was handed to them. I mean, look at Barack Hussein Obama. Look at Donald Trump. Look at Joe Biden. What put them there? What got them up the political ladders? The folks, their crimes. Their sacrifices that were given to the head of the false god that they serve in their alliance with hell, which is going to be disannulled once again, Isaiah 28, verse 18. It didn't take them any discipline to get in the positions that they're in. Because if it did, they wouldn't be turning on their own people, and this is exactly what they're doing. And those are another version and definition and exhibition of what a useful idiot is. I want to play this again, and I want you to listen carefully how flippantly she took this. Again, this is the CDC director, Mandy Cohen, and she's talking and laughing about how she made policy during COVID when she's never been given the lawful authority to do so, friends. Look at this.
Probably the person I called most was the Secretary of Health and Human Services in Massachusetts. She worked for a Republican governor just to, but, you know, when she was like, are you going to let them have professional football?
And are you going to let them have professional football? Are you going to let those little kids do the things that they did before? We're told by the powers that are tolerated that we're supposed to punish these people. And what does that come from? The hand of God judging a disobedient nation. Period. Deuteronomy 28, verse 63. Listen to what they are saying. Are you going to let them still have professional football? Who are these people to dictate what anybody does? And just think, it was all contingent on, if you did what we said, then we were going to open the gate of the city again. Remember the governor and the state of New York, right? Hey, folks, that's corralling the sheep. Listen carefully, that's corralling the sheep. Our forefathers fought this stuff off over 250 years ago that many are now submitting to in their own backyard. How many of these videos have we showed you just from this platform concerning how many in the CDC during the pandemic were given orders that they had no constitutional authority to give in the first place? It's crazy. It really is.
And I was like, nope. And she's like, okay, neither.
Okay, so she said, nope, we're not going to let them have professional football. And then she's talking to someone from Massachusetts and Human Services there and Human Resource Services. And she said, nope, neither are we. If you said that you're not going to let them go ahead and have professional football, then we're not going to let them do it here neither. This is how flippant they are with your God-given rights. That's insanity. It's a lack of gratitude in every step of the
way. Nearly. you know, it was like conversations like that. So, or I'd be like, so when are you going to think about lightening up on that? So you're like next Monday.
So when are you going to think about lightening up? Those restrictions is what they're talking about. And isn't it interesting as well how many governors, mayors, and city officials, as they like to be called, isn't it interesting how many of them were driving the fear narrative on the people, but yet they were busted doing just the exact opposite. We have a whole reel of videos just on that. Just on that. Now what I want to do is I want to go forward, and I want to go over to Christine Anderson, who's issuing a stark warning to World Health Organization. Again, friends, the WHO is an unelected body. The head of that organization, again, unqualified himself. He has terror ties. OK, okay, to organizations globally. That's why he was put in place, friends, because they want to take through totalitarian methods absolute control over the lives of the people on a global basis under the guise of we're doing this for your good. That's exactly what it's all about. It's exactly what the dictator Adolf Hitler did. Check this out.
Like WHO, who is controlled and run by multi-billionaires, yep, should never be allowed to act in place of a democratically elected government. Never, ever. In democracies, ladies and gentlemen, it is government of the people, by the people, for the people.
Well, in fact, we are a constitutional republic.
Of anywhere in the world who disregards this fundamental principle of democracy by supporting this unprecedented power grab by WHO is an anti-democrat demonstrating.
It's a dictatorship. It's a tyrannical rule. There's despots in place. They're above the law, they think, because their money calls the shots. You can go over to Ecclesiastes. The Bible says money answereth all matters. That's true. But we should be a principled people here in the United States of America, where we follow the footsteps of those that have gone before us. Hebrews 13:7, concerning our forefathers and what they did and what their motto was, resistance towards tyranny is obedience to God. 12:20 of Romans. Read it when you get a moment. But again, I want you to pay attention to what she's saying here, friends, because it's a power grab. That's all this is. They create the crisis, then they come in with the answer. They create the problem, they come behind it, and then they play the problem solver.
Nothing but is utter contempt for the people. And these seven brave citizens, they will not stand for this, and neither will we. I will expose anyone, whether it's a member of a government in a member state or a government around the world or a member of parliament in the European member states or parliaments around the world, who do not respect the people and do not respect democracy, I will see to it. They will be exposed.
Okay, well, that's what the Lord's done, Luke 12:2, and that's what the Lord's doing through people that have the courage to do it. And in this particular case, we have Christine Anderson, once again, a woman doing the job of what a man should be doing. But what do we see doing? The men doing? We see them tucking tail, capitulating, following orders rather than following their oath. Numbers 30:2. And that's why, again, we're in the particular situation that we're in today. America, our history is to throw this off, and we have the lawful authority to throw this off and to resist. If there's ever been a better time to do it, it's been over the last 3 years. And I'm looking for more to stand up and do the right thing in their particular communities. By the way, if you want to book us, now's the time to do it. We have more dates coming up. Check out our schedule on sonsoflibertymedia.com. We just got two more thrown on in the state of Minnesota. We got Arizona and the Minnesota State Fair coming up as well. Going to take a quick break. We'll be right back on the other side.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Former President lashing out against Special Counsel Jack Smith and the judge assigned to his election case. In a pair of posts on Truth Social, Trump claims Smith is going before Judge Tanya Chutkan in an effort to take away his First Amendment rights. Gas prices keep rising, but there may be relief coming soon. NBC's Sam Brock says cooler temperatures can help the oil refineries that were affected by the record heat wave.
We've seen gas prices increase more than a quarter over just the last month. Largely is because of record-breaking temperatures and what they mean for oil refineries.
Oil refinery operations are returning back to full capacity. A former Minneapolis police officer who held back a crowd during George Floyd's arrest in 2020 is being sentenced to prison. Tal Fowl was sentenced to 4 years and 9 months for aiding and abetting second-degree manslaughter in the death of Floyd. He will serve his state sentence concurrently with his federal sentence for violating Floyd's civil rights. John Schaefer, USA News.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Oh, you know what? That's really a good point to make. And I was just looking down on social media platforms, and some of the things that people take for granted when it comes to how they get their information. And I seen this thing by it's a quote by Joseph Goebbels, Adolf Hitler's minister of propaganda. And it's all the reason I bring up this particular scenario under Adolf Hitler and the Third Reich is because most people understand it. They know it for a good portion of them. They know it. They have the information, the background on it. And sometimes I want to go in a little bit deeper, so that's what I want to do right now. But this is what Joseph Goebbels said. He was the propaganda minister under Adolf Hitler. Listen carefully as to what he said. Think of the press as a great keyboard on which the government can play. Isn't that what's going on? Yeah. He said propaganda works best when those who are being manipulated are confident that they are acting on their own free will. Does anybody like being lied to? Nah, me neither. Me neither. Did you see this? This is incredible. We have highlighted this stuff for decades. The whole sodomite agenda. You know, Pete Buttigieg? You know, that sodomite that's married to another man, his mayor buddy was just sentenced 30 years for child porn. 30 years for child porn. Now, I want you to pay attention to this because is anybody seeing the correlation? as to what's going on in public schools right now, because the federal government and state governments are trying to normalize the crime. Like, for example, here in the state of Minnesota, this little good little communist, little minion of hell, John 8:44. Tim Walz, he had his picture taking he was signed on to legislation, illegal, felonious, by the way, or should I say felonious, that's the proper way of saying it, felonious legislation, as they call it, undermining the law, tearing down the law. He took a picture with a little boy dressed as a girl. You know that, right? Because they're trying to normalize it. And then we also see across the boards all these men preying on little kids dressed as women. Deuteronomy 22, verse 5, that's an abomination, right? And so is the act of sodomy, Leviticus 18, 22, and 2013. And the fruit of that is Jude 1, 7. Read that when you get a moment as well. Isn't it interesting how the government's promoting it, and then when someone's guilty of actually doing what they're teaching kids in libraries to do, verbatim, with pictures and all, over 100 titles, they throw in prison for a long time. I mean, again, remember, friends, prison is not scriptural. Only the kings created prison. And remember, the Lord didn't want a king. Read 1 Samuel 8. It's a heathen custom. But Pete Buttigieg's mayor buddy sentenced to 30 years for child porn. Does this surprise anybody? I didn't think so. Just wanted to make clear. I want to go back to, speaking of corruption again, last week I was talking about the four governors in the state of Illinois, because we were talking about Pritzker and him wanting to take illegals, bring them into Illinois, and then give them authority and power to arrest American citizens. And we're talking about giving illegal immigrants authority and power to arrest Americans. No joke. And just to reiterate the point, this is also the same guy last year, this tyrant governor in Illinois. This is the same guy that said that we're going to go ahead and ban certain weapons because the people in the state want it, right? And then we found out 90 to 91 counties said no out of 101 counties. See, that's how the media gets away with what they get away with. The people believe the lies. They're scared to death you're going to figure them out. Well, I highlighted the fact that four of the Illinois past governors went to prison. Did everybody know this? It's important that you do know this. So when you look at Rod Blagojevich, right, remember this guy? This is also the guy that Donald Trump released early. He said that it wasn't fair what they did to Rod Blagojevich. Okay? I want you to listen carefully. He was impeached in 2009. Amid numerous allegations of corruption, including an attempt to profit from President Barack Hussein Obama's vacated U.S. Senate seat after his presidential victory, Blagojevich insisted on his innocence after his arrest in December of 2008, saying, "I intend to stay on the job and I will fight this thing every step of the way. I have done nothing wrong." But a conversation secretly recorded by government agents overheard Blagojevich's discussion in discussing the Senate seat, saying, "I got this thing in its expletive," he swears, "golden, and I'm not just going to give it up for expletive, swearing, nothing." And this is a man that calls himself a Christian, just like Trump, just like the rest of them. You should hear their tapes, friends, behind closed doors. Everything that comes out of their mouth is corruption. Out of the abundance of their wicked hearts, their mouths speak. I'll get to that in a moment. Blagojevich was ultimately convicted in 2011 and served nearly 8 years of his 14-year sentence in federal prison before President Donald Trump commuted his sentence. Oh, did I forget to tell you? Donald Trump, isn't this the same guy that said he wanted to make America great again? And notice how he didn't drain the swamp, right? Notice before, the night before he left office, did you know, and it's the mainstream media reported it, we've highlighted this several times as well, did you know that he pardoned over 146 prisoners the night before he left office? They all do it. We're talking about tax evaders, drug dealers, the list goes on, political prisoners like Rod Blagojevich, okay? Let's go to the next one. George Ryan, 1999 to 2003, he was convicted in 2006. A fatal crash in 1994 revealed former Governor George Ryan's corruption and his license and his bribes scheme when a truck crashed into a family's car and killed six of the children. The truck driver at fault in the deadly accident had received his license through a bribe while Ryan was Illinois Secretary of State. The crash showed the consequences of his for-profit bribery scheme at Ryan's trial. He was indicted after leaving the governor's office in 2003 for leveraging his public office and allegedly trading government contracts and leases for personal gain. Of course! He went to federal prison in 2007 to serve for the offenses he had committed during his time as governor from 1999 to 2003. As Illinois Secretary of State from 1991 to 1999. Wow. Okay. Another governor, Daniel Walker, from 1973-1977, going backwards here, he pleaded in 1987 guilty of his crimes. Former Governor Dan Walker spent time in federal prison for his offenses unrelated to his public office. Walker committed bank fraud and perjury while working at a savings and loan company outside Chicago in the years after serving as a governor. Serving who? Himself. He pleaded guilty in 1987 to these criminal offenses from his private dealings and served just 18 months of his 7-year prison sentence. Wow, what a deal. Man, these criminals are incentivized to do the things that they do. Look at how they think that they're above the law. Friends, I'm here to tell you right now, these sorts of people are not the sorts of people that you can help. They are bent on evil because they are wicked to the heart, and they're going to die doing the same things. When you look at the dictators of the past, when they are busted and they're brought to trial, do you know that many of them don't recant? They're not sorry for what they did. Matter of fact, if you've given them the opportunity to do it all over again, they would do it. Just let them free. They'll do it. Some criminals today are so emboldened today that they say, if you set me free, I'm going to commit the crime again. Why? Because they're not afraid of the consequence. There's no fear of God before their eyes, friends. Why? Because the church hasn't taught them that. Proverbs 16:6. He pleaded guilty in 1987 to these criminal offenses for his private dealings and served just 18 months of his 7-year prison sentence. Is anybody offended? These people think they're above the law. Otto Kerner, 1961 to 1968, was convicted in 1973. The first governor to be convicted of a federal corruption charge in Illinois was Otto Kerner, who was convicted of bribery involving horse racing conspiracy, income tax evasion. They called him Mr. Clean. Now, do you understand, folks? They called him Mr. Clean. I'm just thinking of Second Corinthians 11. 14 and 15, and I want to read it to you verbatim, and tell me how the devil operates. While the people in the world call this corrupt Otto Kerner Mr. Clean, let's see if that's not how the devil operates. Okay? And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, who shall be what? What did the Lord tell us to do? How are we supposed to judge men? By the fruit that they bear. As the ministers of righteousness, who end shall be according to their works. So his works spoke louder than what people really truly thought of him. He can go ahead and try to be all self-righteous that he wants to. But that's only going to go so far before the Lord actually cracks everything open and exposes him for who he is. Otto Kerner, in his conviction in 1973, was a judge for the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Seventh Circuit, appointed by none other than the devil himself, another one, during his tenure. President Lyndon Johnson. Kerner's corruption conviction not only made him the first Illinois governor to be convicted of a crime, but also made him the first sitting appellate judge to be convicted in U.S. history. Just to encourage people, judges have been impeached and prosecuted. Judges are not above the law. They sit during good behavior, Article 3, Section 1. I can go on with more of them. I mean, here, if you're on social media platforms, look at this. Toilet scandal in the governor's mansion, moving forward with a new ethics legacy. It's pretty crazy. Now we have another one. Look at the brazen forehead on this fat man. Incredible. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
It's Emmy-winning investigative journalist, nationally published author, and radio host Shadow. And to tell you what I think about my friend and compatriot, Bradley Dean. In the era of the podcast, big talkers are a dime a dozen or maybe even cheaper than that. Bradley Dean is a patriot who not just talks the talk, but he walks the walk each and every day.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
That's right, Lori. The people are above them. People need to understand the power is in their hands. Corruption is scared to death of the mob. They're scared to death of the mob. We're the mob. Friends, they look down on us like we're peasants. And yes, you're absolutely right, Lori. The people are above these people. There's a little meme showing politicians up at the pulpit lying with nobody behind them. And then it shows the people in front of them. And the meme says the power belongs to the people. They just don't know it. The media is always belittling the masses in this country, the righteous in this country. And we got to quit taking counsel from our fears, the fear of men. We haven't been given the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. If we fear the Lord, we're not going to fear the face of men, period. Wanted to show you something real quick. We got some new dates coming in on the 15th, which will be next week in the state of Minnesota. We got the Minnesota State Fair from August 24th through the September 4th. And then we also will be at another date here on September 11th in Minnesota. And then in October, we're going to be in Arizona. We got more dates in Arizona besides the ones that are posted right now. But if you'd like to see where we're at and what it is that we're doing, the schedule is up on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Bradley's schedule, okay? Schedule, as some people say, the schedule. A corrupt and unholy heart eventually will be exposed by corrupt and unholy speech. It's one of the things I've hit before. And I was just talking about the presidents and the corrupt presidents. I remember seeing a video, and they were FBI wires, so all the conversations going in and out of the White House, we could listen to them, right? That's open for the public, through public domain, so we can check those out at will. And there were some presidents in the past that I thought I admired. And when I started hearing some of these tapes of their conversations, pre-recorded conversations, or I shouldn't say pre-recorded, but recorded conversations, I was like totally let down. I mean, folks, the innocency in my heart in what I thought on so many different levels and fronts has been completely wiped out. With much wisdom comes much sorrow. Sometimes it's almost like I don't even want to hear that guy say that because of the respect that I may have had for him. In one particular case, this one president, which I didn't expect it from, everything that was coming out of his mouth was GD it. Man, he's bringing a curse upon himself. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. That means you better practice what you preach. And this president told and had the world believing that he was a Christian. And what's crazy is he did a lot of good things, a lot of righteous things. And I'm talking 60, 70 years ago, friends. I remember listening to a audio from the FBI for Nixon. It was just filthy. His filthy heart was blurting out everything that was in it. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Johnson, same thing. Everything was just him cursing God. George W. Bush, same thing. Everything, he was just GD it. That's when he wasn't giving the cameras the finger. But he had the world, America, and the evangelicals, as they call themselves in this country, convinced that he was a Christian man. Oh, I tend to scripturally differ. Same thing with Blagojevich. Right when he gets busted, the first thing he does is take a photo op with his pastors. Because he wanted to convince everybody he was a righteous man. Folks, Blagojevich was busted with 14 felonies. 14. Not one or two, but 14. Okay? Caught red-handed. But the point that I'm making here, friends, is this. A corrupt and unholy heart eventually will be exposed by corrupt and unholy speech. For those that listen to the show and watch the show every day, I've shared with you when I was in the rock and roll scene, everything I said had three F words in it, regardless if it made sense or not. And what's really interesting is GD it never came out of this boy's mouth. I was offended when people would curse God. I didn't do that consciously. I just did that in the sense of I didn't want that around me. I didn't like when people talked that way. And I'm not justifying myself, but I can see that the Lord was already at work in my heart. Everything I said had the F word in it two or three times, without fail. And then after I went through my breaking process that I did not apply for, the Lord did. He's the author. He's the finisher of my faith. I wasn't talked into this. Guess what? No devil in hell is going to take me out of this. He is who he says he is if you need him on his terms. And he'll even force that by the Holy Ghost if you're one of his children, regardless if you want him to or not. He is faithful that way. After I got saved, friends, broken down and broken down and broken down. The sacrifices of God are a broken and a contrite heart. O Lord, thou wilt not despise. Until a man becomes nothing, God can create nothing out of him. Oh, absolutely. I remember just one day I woke up. Something was different. Something was absolutely different. No more F-words were coming out of me. Now all of a sudden, not only weren't they coming out of me, but when I heard people talk that way, it was an offense to me. I didn't just, like, do that on my own, out of the works of my carnal nature and say, you know, I'm going to change that now. No, it was never that. I never willed that. The Lord willed that. And he came in, and he renewed and regenerated my heart, Titus 3:5. And the reason I'm saying this, friends, is because I see it all the time, especially amongst Christians. A corrupt and an unholy heart eventually will be exposed by corrupt and unholy speech. If the tongue is not controlled by God, it is a sure indicator that the heart is not neither. And the reason I'm saying this is because I just want to throw this out there. How is it that people don't get what I'm about ready to read? Okay, are you his? If not, make the distinction. If you're not, you need to repent. James 1:26 tells us this. If any man among you seems to be a Christian, religious, and doesn't bridle his tongue, but deceives his own heart, your Christianity is false. It's vain. It's fake. It's man-made. And you can be moral all that you want, where it will hold you in the view of men to keep you out of the out of jail. But I can tell you right now that if you're not born again of the Spirit of God, John 3:3, this is what he does. Your place of eternity is not where you think you're going. Because you're not holding the standard Jesus Christ up to yourself and understanding that he doesn't play that. And when he comes into your life, what he does is he changes that heart. I just gave you James 1:26. What about this one? Ephesians 4:29, speaking about the corruption in men's hearts. How many times I've been about around people that call themselves Christians, dropping the G-bomb, dropping the F-bomb, dropping the D-bomb, whatever. It's corruption. It tells us in Ephesians 4:29, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. Wow, and this is all New Testament. I can go to the Old Testament too if you want me to. King David used to put a guard about his mouth, because he understood that the power of life and death was in the tongue. And I'm not talking about metaphysics. But this, when you have the Word of God in your heart and you're praying about something, don't undo your prayers by talking carnal in the face of what you're asking the Lord to do in the spiritual. Okay, did that make sense? I hope it did. Yeah. You just get around people long enough, I'll tell you what, friends. Just listen to their mouth. I was just talking to my wife about this yesterday. How many times I thought, maybe I have a Christian friend here. I'm a companion of all them that fear the Lord and of them that keep thy precepts. And then you get around them just long enough and here it comes. Their hearts are made manifest. Listen to this, Colossians 3:8. But now you must put them away, anger, wrath, malice, slander, and obscene talk from your own mouths. Yeah, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. I'm going to hold over on one more point that I wanted to make today for tomorrow. And it's about the coming of the Lord and how the modern day professors in this country and on a global basis have been dummied down by self-appointed hirelings, John 10:12, that have taught them that the coming of the Lord is going to be a glorious, wonderful day. And they got pictures of rainbows and all these angelic forces coming down that look effeminate. And it shows everything green and everybody's elated and so happy about it. But is that what Scripture really teaches us concerning the coming of the Lord? No. As a matter of fact, it teaches us just the exact opposite. Folks, again, this is ending the show. This is the importance of holding to the Word. Because when we hold to the Word, we're going to make distinction between that which is and that which is which isn't when it comes to the Word of the Lord, which is infallible and immutable. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.